B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, you are almost out of here, girl.
I know. You know when it's like your last day at school, you just are in the best mood ever.
That's what I feel like.
I know.
Yeah.
Are you feeling good too?
Oh, absolutely. I've got to come in next week a little bit here and there, but not the rigmarole of getting up early.
I know.
At the crack of dawn.
And
or
popping
before.
In here, it sucks you have to stop into work. If anybody had to do that and is listening right now, yeah, it kind of stinks, but it doesn't have the same kind of, you know, stress level and anxiety and all that stuff of going into work. So yes, everybody's in a great mood in the hallway. Everyone wants to chat. Everybody's trying to get out of here. Uh-huh. So it is just, everybody feels very Christmassy.
Yes, I feel the vibe. Okay, so a couple questions for you that we needed to follow up on from last week, because you talked about Christmas presents, holiday gifts, something, just an extra element that stresses you out, and I'm feeling it too.
Yeah. So I'm saying this with love. If anybody's hearing this, don't take it the wrong way. And I'm specifically talking about family members. It's very stressful to have to pick out every single person's Christmas gift. And the hubby doesn't do S. It doesn't do any of it. I don't know if that's how it is for you, too. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'll talk to him about what gifts would be good, you know, for certain sides of the family and stuff like that. But everything is on my shoulders when it comes to buying, telling him to buy, purchase, wrap gifts, decorate, and then also the family comes to you,
right?
And they go, what should we get the kids? What should we get your husband? What should we get this person, that person? So it's just like, and that's added stress because you don't want to let anybody down, but also you're doing a million things at the same
time. I feel like you're in a better spot than me right now. I don't know what's been going on in my life, but we've just been like down nannies, and we've been down, we've just been like, you know, going crazy. Doug's been traveling, and so I am so behind. So then when I hear other people ask me, what should I get the girls? What should I? Then it just makes me more stressed out because I'm like, I haven't even gotten to the point of everything I'm going to get them. Mm-hmm. So I feel your pain. It's like, on one hand, you know why they're doing it. They don't want to duplicate gifts. They don't want to get something that they're not going to enjoy or that you as mama doesn't want them to have.
Yeah, but I can give suggestions or I can point you in the right direction necessarily. I can help out that way, like when I have some free time. But to specifically pick out certain gifts when I already have to do, I don't know. And again, I'm so grateful that people are actually asking and buying and doing all that stuff. But yeah, it's just a little extra stress. So on one hand, I'm grateful that they care and that they're concerned about getting the right gift for people.
Mm-hmm.
It also just brings an extra stress level for my life.
It really does.
Maybe a lot of people don't agree, but I agree with myself.
I know. It just is like I have my own big list.
Yeah.
And of course, well, let me ask you this. Do you ask other people, hey, what do you want for Christmas?
I do. If it's like a couple of my best friends for their girls, I do not ask for a specific, like send me a link or anything. I go, hey, would they like a Disney princess this, or are they into painting? You know, just kind of stuff. So a yes or no.
Because if it's going to be Meredith, send me a link to what they want.
Yeah.
Then you could just say, just Venmo me.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Seriously,
I'll wrap
my address
it for you
is
too.
Already there. It could just be shipped straight to my house. You don't even have to wrap it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how are your girls doing? I know they were sick back and forth.
Yeah, they've been. No, they're doing good. They've, you know, they're just getting every little bug that's going around right now, it seems. But the good thing is nothing serious, no flu. And I, like my other girlfriend, her kids have the flu right now.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible.
I feel for
especially
her.
Right before Christmas.
Yes.
That's what you hope and pray for, is that you're like, oh, yes, the kids are going to get sick. It's wintertime.
It happens.
The weather and just being around people and all that stuff. But you just don't want them to be sick on Christmas Day if you can help it. So the girls, my girls have not been as sick. We were sick for about 6 weeks straight in our house. So, but then I was listening to Olivia, my youngest, she's 2.5. And I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, she's sleeping so soundly. And oh, she has like this little snore. It's so cute. And then I was like,
and then all of a sudden you said, oh, she has a little snore.
She's snoring. And then I start Googling and then I go, oh, you're not supposed to be snoring. That cute little sound is actually not good at all. And come to find out, after begging the ENT to let me in the day, like that Monday after the weekend of us stressing out about it, we didn't sleep at all because we were just concerned. A WebMD is like,
you know what? It's funny you say that. They scare the bejesus out of you, about snoring.
It leads. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and then I asked,
I think snoring is very fleeting.
Yeah. It can come back and forth. Yes. So the doctor was sweet. She fit us in. She's on Flonase now because it could be allergies. And if she doesn't get better within 4 weeks, then she has to get an X-ray of her adenoids. And then she needs to have them taken out, basically. She needs to go have surgery, which also I found out isn't as scary as it sounds either. It's just, you know, they don't stay overnight.
Yes. Kind of thing.
It's not an overnight thing. Mm-hmm. It's easy. They come home that day. And, you know, by the end of the day, they're back to normal, which I'm like, what? Which I don't know. That's what the doctor said. Maybe she said that because so I wouldn't freak out. But apparently this happens all the time.
Gotta love modern day medicine, right?
Yes. And then WebMD makes you feel like everybody either has cancer or is going to die or something.
Oh,
it's
going
to like, okay, let's not jump down this rabbit hole just yet. Let's take our time.
Right. For sure.
So,
for sure.
But yeah, but this is all around the holidays. So I'm hoping nobody gets sick or anything like that during Christmas Day. But we have 4 Christmases to do, the day before and then the day of. It's 2 before and then 2 on Christmas.
So you have your family.
Yep.
Then you have 2 sides of Anthony's family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now my mom lives here. So we have to do that one.
So you, wait. Oh,
so it's 4 Christmases.
So you have 4 full family. Okay,
like the movie, we will be traveling all around and going to different Christmases.
Okay, how do you feel about that? Because we do. Okay, and how far do you have to travel? That's my first question.
The farthest is 40 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's really not.
No.
It's not a big deal. Plus, I like going out of my house because, I mean, you know how a big, huge mess Christmas is.
It is.
Stuff like that.
It is.
So, and I don't mind traveling. I've always been like that ever since I was little. So it'll be fun. You just got to be ready and prepared the day of because it's a lot of travel.
My sister and I got a little snooty when our kids first came along. And we're like, we don't want to travel anymore to different. We want to do Christmas at our house with our kids.
Yeah.
Because I think you're so, worn out in that new baby phase. But now that they're older, I'm like you. I don't mind driving. We'll bebop around and go to, wherever the action is. So that's fun that you get to do that. Okay, 2 things I have to tell you. Number one, today is Daviana's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Aww. And so what I was doing.
That's special.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I can't believe it. I cannot believe she's 3.
Wow.
And so that
we
means Olivia's going to be.
That happened.
It did.
I know.
Like, I can remember you being pregnant.
I know.
And it seems like a minute ago.
I know.
And so she is 3 today. And we have, some celebration we'll do this weekend. That's going to be fun. But this is what I want to tell you. So what I was doing, I was going through my phone this morning during the whole morning show. Mm-hmm. I was looking for pictures to post of her to say, happy birthday message. And I was having so much fun looking back at my year in review.
Yeah.
Because
so much has changed.
Yes. But it showed me what happened during this year. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is mostly in your phone, you mostly take happy pictures. Mm-hmm. It's not like you take pictures at funerals and a bad day at work. You have mostly happy pictures. So if you have time, if you you're in the car in your 40-minute drive and Anthony's driving, look through to 2022.
Okay.
And it'll make you a couple of things. Number one, you'll be like, wow, we did a lot this year.
Yeah.
Because
more than you think.
It's always going to be more than you think. Number one. And number two, you're going to say to yourself, oh, these are my priorities.
Yeah.
And my guess is, this is what I figured out, my priorities, according to my photos and my iPhone, my kids.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Okay.
And wine.
Oh my God. We are sisters and we never knew it. This is my whole life, basically. I go back and forth in the same thing. Okay. So this weekend I'm going to do that because it'll probably make me feel good. Because we always rush through life and then you're like, oh, we got to go through the next thing. And you forget all the cool stuff you did that year. Pictures will be wine for me, I'm sure. Family and me not being in any photos.
Right? That's
right?
What
I've
happens
too. I never
take
any photos with me and the girls. It's always them with other people or especially my husband.
And it's even worse with a new baby but with a second child.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was specifically looking for is pictures of me and Daviana.
Right.
I've got a lot of them with me and my older child. But
okay,
not.
We need to work on that because I feel so guilty
and
that
I
don't
talked
have
about
that.
That. Yeah.
I know. And I just, okay, so I need to do that today. Today.
That's a good resolution.
Yeah. Take more photos with your kids. Make somebody hold a photo or just do a selfie.
Exactly. Okay. I may or may not do this, and this is up to you. Would you mind if I called you one day next week when you are driving out and about doing your Christmas shopping and we did a little phone interview?
I would love
to put up as a podcast.
Yeah. Or I'll come stop by.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because well, the studio's right by my house. It's really not that big of a deal. But yeah, we can definitely do that. I'd love that.
And we still have our meat market date that we haven't done.
I know.
This week, I knew with everything you had going on with
Olivia. I'm off, and you're off, so maybe you can come here, we'll do that, and then we'll just go get a bite to eat.
Love it. Okay. Okay,
sounds good, baby. I love you,
Roxanne. Love you, too. Merry Christmas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.